Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. My name is Jefferson Maganda, and welcome to our Action Wealth Business Show. Today we have, what can I say? This is one of the special guests I have online today. His name is Ron G. Holland. This gentleman is one of the top speakers in the world. He's best in the UK. He has written many books. One of the books I can remember, Talk and Grow Rich. There's a new book, basically. If you join us online, you can see the book exactly featuring it today on our site, Eureka Enigma. This is one of his new books. He's promoting it all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping you're here. You're listening to me. I've got Ron G. Holland online. Ron, are you there, sir?
Hello, Jeffrey. Yes, I'm here, and I've been looking forward to this as well.
Ron, it's really fantastic. I've known you for so many years, but I've lost contact with you.
Yes,
thank God I've met you again. Listen, this show is about wealth creation. This show is about people wanting to break through from A to B. They want to change their lives financially, personally, physically. They're looking the way forward, and I thought you were the best person to tell them. Today's show is about multiple streams of income. Ron, tell our viewers a little bit more about yourself. That's, I think, the best way to start.
A good starting point. I've been a published author now, business author, for 32 years, and that's hard for me to believe.
Wow.
But 40 years ago, I had the largest chain of motorcycle shops in London, built up from nothing.
Wow.
And I got into financial problems, and I turned those shops around from a tremendous loss-making situation into tremendous profit.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd write a book about my experience, and I wrote the book called Debt Free with Financial Kung Fu.
I remember that.
Yes,
long time
ago.
Yes.
And funnily enough, that book 32 years ago is still in print. It's still bringing me in royalties, and it's still helping people all over the world.
Totally agree.
And then I went on, as you know, to write Talk and Grow Rich, and altogether I've written 18 business books, but I've always been an entrepreneur as well, working in America, Australia. Obviously, I'm from South London.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from, still live there.
Mm.
But I've been an entrepreneur and a business author, and still spend a huge amount of time helping other people, particularly when they've got no money, no resources. All they've got is a hunger and a passion to make some money and make something of themselves. I say, well, even starting from that base of no resources, you can make things happen.
Now, let me take you a little bit back, because you just say you said your business had a few financial challenges and you decided to write a book about it.
Yep.
Now, some people, they just don't even bother. They just give up. You know, take us back there. What got you to write the book? What got you started? I mean,
let me tell you how I turned the shops around,
yes,
because that's a really interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
This, Jeffrey, really is about making money without any capital. So I had tremendous success. Then I nearly went bankrupt, and I ended up with 7 empty motorcycle shops. They were absolutely empty. I'd spent all the money. And I was going to go bankrupt. I had no stock left, and I thought, gosh, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Yeah.
And I tried all the bankers, the venture capitalists, I tried private investors. Nobody would lend me money to get my motorcycle shops full of motorcycles again.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I've got to think, what do I really want here? And what I wanted was hundreds and hundreds of motorcycles. So I started to visualize. This is how I got into the visualization. I started to visualize those 7 shops absolutely chock-a-block with motorcycles. In actual fact, in my imagination, I saw we had so many motorcycles we couldn't even close the doors at night. Yeah, I kept visualizing this over and over again for about 3 days.
Yeah.
Once in the morning, once at night, and any time during the day, I'd bring that vision into my mind.
Mm.
And on the 3rd day, I came up with this unbelievable eureka. A little voice at the back of my head said, you don't need money. What you got to do is buy all the motorcycle papers, phone up the classified adverts. Hey, fella, have you still got your motorcycle for sale? Well, bring it into one of my empty showrooms. We'll get it sold for you. Once we've sold it, we'll take a commission. Then I put the phone down, picked it up again. Another phone call. Hey, fella, have you still got that motorcycle for sale? Bring it into one of my showrooms. We'll sell it for you. And I made hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. And eventually, we filled those 7 motorcycle shops without laying a single penny. We didn't have any money, so we just made phone calls, and we filled those seven shops to capacity. In actual fact, Jeffrey, we had so many motorcycles, we couldn't even close the doors at night, just like I had visualized it. It was incredible. Now, that's how I made my first fortune, and I thought, that's such an interesting proposition.
Yes.
I need to write about that, because most people who haven't got any money, they're trying to start a business, they're trying to make something happen, they keep saying, oh, I'm going to give up, nobody will lend me the money, I can't get any money, I haven't got any resources.
Yeah.
And I learned then a very, very powerful lesson. You can make things happen with your mind power, with imagination, as long as you don't give up. And then I thought, I'm going to write a book about this and share that experience with other people about how to get out of debt and into the money.
Now,
and it was very, very powerful.
Yeah, make a connection in between the idea, because you turn the business around.
Yep.
But to make a decision to write a book, was that you're around people who are doing some similar things? How did that connect? How did you connect? Oh, we're already a speaker into the
No, area. No, I wasn't a speaker at all. I'll make the connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I had an old Irishman helping me at the time, Seamus O'Rourke, who I mention in all of my books, who was kind of mentoring me and all of that.
Yes.
And he really helped me turn these motorcycle shops around as well, slashing the overheads, increasing the profit margins, getting all these bikes in for free.
Mm.
So that was my first book. And when I wrote it, I didn't realize the power of it, but we sold literally thousands of copies. And that led me into becoming a business consultant, because people would read the book, oh, how to get out of debt and into money.
Getcha.
Can you come and help us and mentor us and talk to us?
Yes.
And so I worked up and down the UK every night of the week, seeing different businesses and helping them turn their situations around. Now, obviously, in the course of getting my motorcycle shops back on track, we ended up with a couple of furniture shops as well and a 40-bedroom hotel. And I thought, I love this writing so much, I'm going to go to America and live in America and write an absolute blockbuster, which I did. Talk and Grow Rich, still in print in 1981, that came out. Now, when that came out and I was living in America, it was obviously a book on selling, a book on making money, a book about turning ideas into reality, regardless of whether you've got any resources or not.
Agreed.
The subtitle of the book is How to Create Wealth Without Capital, right? So just on ideas.
Yeah.
So when that book came out, I started getting phone calls from network marketing companies. Hey, all of our people in our group have read your book and they love it. Will you come out and talk to them?
I
can't believe this. I've never talked to a big group of people in my life before. How am I going to handle that?
Yeah.
So what I did, I set my living room out. I was living in Boston, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I set my living room out with 30 empty chairs, and I talked to them for a whole day. I told them all the stories, the jokes, the anecdotes. There was empty chairs there, Jeffrey. It was hilarious, and I really believe the room was full of people, and I just practiced for the whole day.
Fantastic.
They flew me out to Newark, New Jersey. It was a massive auditorium full of people, and I got up and I did my bit.
Yeah.
All my jokes, all my stories, all my salesman stories, how to make money, how to create wealth without capital. And it was just an absolute roaring success. And when I finished, the guy came over and patted me on the shoulder. He said, I didn't realize you were a professional speaker. And that was the first time I'd ever talked to a group of people. He didn't know my previous audience was 30 empty chairs. It was absolutely hilarious. So again, it's that visualization and putting that program in your mind that you can really do something. Then you go out in the world and really do it.
Now, today's show is about multiple streams of income, Ron. I mean, let's go back to that. Let's go into that subject.
Absolutely.
First of all, what do you mean multiple streams of income?
Well,
listeners, let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very, very good question. And I want to go back to the beginning, which was even before my motorcycle shops.
Mm.
Because in the beginning, I'm talking about when I was about 11 years old, I created multiple streams of income. And I want to tell you the story because although it's such a simple little story, it's a very, very powerful story.
Yeah.
So this was when I was 11 years old.
Mm.
I was a happy-go-lucky lad. I used to sing and whistle all the time, and I used to deliver papers.
Okay.
And then on a Saturday and Sunday, I used to deliver the papers and the milk as well. I used to do milk rounds.
Yeah.
And then during the school days, I'd find marbles in the street and polish them up and sell little bags of marbles.
Mm.
Then in the evenings, I'd often go round people's houses and polish silver.
Yeah.
So I had all of these streams of income. And at Christmas time, we used to knock on the doors of the houses where we used to deliver the papers and say, oh, I'm the guy who delivers the paper for the whole year. Any chance of a Christmas box? And they'd give you loads of small change and cash and everything. In actual fact, every Christmas I used to make so much money, my dad had to help me count it all. There was that much. It was incredible. So I had these streams of income.
Now,
the stories there to be learnt, the lessons, is that none of this was an effort. I was singing as I was putting the newspapers through the doors. I was whistling and singing away, walking down people's front paths. I would smell the roses.
Yeah.
This wasn't hard work. It was just an absolute load of fun, delivering milk, delivering papers, polishing people's silver.
Mm.
It was effortless, and the money flooded in. Now, what I find most times these days, for people who've got money flooding in, it's something they're passionate about.
Absolutely.
They're having joy doing it. It's like
Absolutely.
A hobby, and the money floods in.
Yes.
People who haven't got the money flooding in are trying very, very hard, and many, many times, Jeffrey, what they're doing is trying to do too many streams of income that don't blend with each other.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, you've got to be synergistic. Everything has to just blend in so it all works together.
No, I totally agree. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. And I'm glad you mentioned paper round. For me, it was I'm an African boy, and it wasn't a choice. I had to make a living to support my family. So different environment, different place. But let's go back. What kind of streams of income? Let's give some specific example. How would somebody begin to create income stream? Let's give an example.
Let's move on from when. Then I left school at the age of 14.
Yeah.
And my dad said to me, you've left school at a very young age. You're not very well educated.
Mm.
You've got to get yourself a trade. So I thought, well, I'll become a bricklayer. So I went to the local bricklayer's merchants, and I was a tiny little lad, and they all laughed at me. They said, you can't be a bricklayer. Bricklayers are huge, great guys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, never mind. I've got to get a trade, because that's what my dad told me to do. I'll become a carpenter. So I went to the carpentry works, and nobody would give me a job as a carpenter. But eventually, I did sign up a proper apprenticeship as a carpenter. Now, being a carpenter, that didn't give me enough money as an apprentice, as a very young lad, to carry out my passion, which was building and racing motorcycles. So I had to find another stream of income. Now, fortuitously for me, on these building sites, I spotted scrap metal. And there was copper and brass and lead, all little bits and pieces of wire and all. And every week, I'd make sure I gathered up big bags of this stuff. And at the end of the week, I'd cash it in, and that money would take me through my motorcycle racing career. So there's a stream of income there, totally separate to my carpentry apprenticeship, but it's what I call living off the land. And people have got to learn this these days.
Yes.
You've got to get your eye in. You've got to spot opportunities. Now, people couldn't believe me when I said, oh, that's a bit of scrap brass over there. And they say, well, how did you spot that? It's all covered in dirt and paint. I don't know, but I could just ferret this stuff out wherever it was, hidden up, covered in dirt, covered in paint. I would always have enough scrap metal at the end of every week to have enough money to pay for my motorcycle racing. Now, business opportunities these days, they abound, but most people are struggling to find a business opportunity that really works for themselves.
Yeah.
And it really is a case, Jeffrey, of honing up your mind, honing up your imagination to start attracting all of these opportunities to you and be able to sift and sort and make sure that one pops out that really is powerful. And I'm a great believer in saying, do something that you can do. Do something that you can do.
Yes.
So many people haven't got the aptitude for the thing they're trying to make happen. For argument's sake, I see there's so many internet marketing opportunities out there.
Yeah.
And I see people playing around on the internet trying to make money because they believe there's huge amounts of money to be made on the internet.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they haven't got the aptitude. And they're just wasting their time. And I go up to them and say, look, You've got to face up to it. If this internet thing isn't clicking for you and you haven't got the aptitude, get out on the road, knock on doors, sell something, set up a retail shop, do some window cleaning, do some house cleaning, do some gardening, do something different. Find something that you can do and something that clicks for you.
No, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of entrepreneurs who basically given up on the real work.
I couldn't have put it, let the money come from the internet,
as if the world was like we'll have anything to do.
You've hit the nail on the head. The real work and the real products in the real world.
Mm.
And there are too many people looking for a free lunch, the easy ride, what I call it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't gel at all.
And even if they try, they also don't actually spend time learning, because people don't just give you money online just because you have a pretty website. You know, they have to get to know you, they have to get to trust you, they have to get to... That takes a bit of time and patience, but you have to translate what you know offline and put it online for it to make sense.
Absolutely.
You know, now let's just... I know you have a few books, and I'm trying to pin you down on a specific income stream so you can use one idea. Let's imagine... You have multiple streams of income.
Yep.
I can only right now. Let's talk about you have a book. You have other so many other things going. How do you move from a book to so many other areas?
Because let me tell you. As you know, I'm a great believer in having synergistic multiple streams of income. So let me tell you how I've positioned myself, and other people might get ideas out of this.
Yes.
Everything revolves around my book. As you know, I've got Talk and Grow Rich, The Eureka Enigma, Multiple Streams of Income, Debt-Free with Financial Kung Fu. So in actual fact, I'm a financial author.
Yeah.
Now, from that emanates workshops, seminars, speaking engagements.
Yeah.
When I do those speaking engagements, people invariably come up to me afterwards and say, can I do consultancy? Can I do mentoring? Can I do coaching? And then I've got a client. Right.
Yeah.
And then I start working with that client. And many times that client will say, I need to raise $1 million or $2 million. And then suddenly I'm doing some fundraising. I help them with the business plan. I help introduce them to people with money.
Yeah.
So it just goes on and on and on, all emanating from, if you like, my core business, which is being a financial author. But all of those streams of income, the tapes, the audio products, the seminars, the workshops, the consultancy, the mentoring, all spring back to that one kind of source, which is being a financial author.
Yes.
So anybody listening might think, gosh, how can I write a little book that gives me credibility in the marketplace? And that little book could be about marketing, it could be about selling, it could be about management, it could be about people management, it could be about anything. But having that little book, and it doesn't have to be a big book, that original book of mine, Debt Free with Financial Kung Fu, was not a big fat book, it was a little tiny paperback book with all the salient points of how to turn a business around. So it doesn't have to be a big fat book. Then once you've got that, you will find yourself getting consultancy work. You'll find yourself getting speaking engagements, loads and loads of things, lots of doors open. And don't forget, Jeffrey, those doors have opened up for me in Australia, America, all over Eastern Europe. I've just come back from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
The books open the doors for you all over the world.
Now, thanks for saying that, because that's one of the things. I have a writing bureau. I've got 20 writers, 10 of them actually within Europe, 5 here in the UK, in Kenya and India. What's amazing me, the whole idea of our business to survive by helping people create products. But it amazes me how much you have to convince even the existing speakers how important it is to have a book.
Yep.
You know, you just basically said everything, and the importance of having a book, you're absolutely right. It opens that door.
No, absolutely. Let's just talking about marketing of a book as well, because I think that's interesting. You've seen my book, The Eureka Enigma.
Yes, I have.
It's got a brilliant, brilliant front cover.
Absolutely.
And it took us and the designers a lot of kind of talking over the telephone about the image we were trying to convey.
Yes.
But this is going to help anybody for any product. On the back cover of my book, The Eureka Enigma, there's about 10 bullet points about what is covered in the book. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just go over a few of them quickly.
Yes.
Create million-dollar ideas and turn them into cash.
Mm-hmm.
Solve problems rapidly and unlock your full potential. Tap into 90% of the mind that most people fail to use. And there's about 10 of these.
Yes.
Now, I say to people, go to the back of the book and have a look at those 10 bullet points and tell me how long it took me to write those 10 bullet points. And people say, oh, you're a clever guy. It may have taken you an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Now, the truth of it is it took us about 5 days, and it took us about 30 of us in a little mastermind group on the telephone, going back and forth on the telephone and email to make sure we got those 10 bullet points absolutely perfect, right? Now, this book was up for sale at a workshop the other day, and a guy came in, he looked at the front cover, he read the 10 bullet points on the back cover, and he immediately bought the book.
Yeah.
And the next day, I got an email from him, and it was just reminding me to tell you the story.
Yeah.
He read in his email, he said, I picked up your book last night. He said, I read those 10 bullet points, and I just had to have that book. And he wrote that to me, and I thought, that is powerful. And I thought, I wonder if people out there realize when they're marketing a product, what you have to do to put on that product and what you have to do to market it to make it absolute dynamite so people read it and pick it up and buy it. And if you like that front cover and that back cover, that is your silent salesman. That is going to sell the product to the person looking at it. And I knew that. I knew we had to put some serious work and effort into that back copy blurb to make it very, very exciting and very, very sexy. And the reason why I'm telling the story now, your listeners, I want them to take on board that when they're putting together a product or an advert or a little brochure about their consultancy business or a little brochure about whatever they're trying to sell is really put some work and effort into it and look at it through the eyes of somebody who's going to buy it. Think, if I was going to buy that, what would turn me on? And keep editing it and polishing it and making it better and better and better.
Yeah.
And then you've got to be your own severest critic.
Absolutely.
You mustn't congratulate yourself until you've got it right. And like I say, when I tell people how much work and effort we just put into that back cover, they're absolutely amazed.
I'm looking at the book right now, and actually, you absolutely got a point. I'm looking at the book now at the back, and those bullet points basically tells you what's in the book, and basically give you the front cover is actually brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
No, shall I tell you how we created the front cover?
Yes, please.
My publisher is a New York publisher, and I'm here in South London, so they had a team of 10 people on the telephone, and I had my 10 people on the conference call, and they said, well, what are you trying to accomplish here? And I said, well, this is the ultimate book about mind power and helping people create money even when they got no resources. All they've got is themselves. How do they turn their brain on to come up with a $1 million idea, then get the money to get that product made and get it into the marketplace and make a lot of money even though they haven't got any resources? And I said, we've got to turn the brain on, we've got to make it lively, we've got to make it different colors, so when people see this in a bookstore or anything, they can immediately see this is something different, this is exciting. So their 10 people in New York, the publishers, the creative people, the design people, the PR people, everybody chipped in. My team over here, my marketing people, my internet people, they all chipped in.
Yeah.
And it was about an hour and a half, 20 of us between America and here, going back and forth designing this cover. Now, normally when these design agencies come up with the cover for a book, they normally give you 3 different designs to choose from. In this case, this mastermind group that we put together for this book cover was so powerful, the only design they ever did was this one. And immediately we said, you've got it in one. That is absolutely brilliant. My team over here and the team in New York, they said, we can't top it. We've got it. And I said, no, absolutely you've got it. It is absolutely perfect. So that's how the cover came about. And the reason why I'm laboring the point, Jeffrey, is we put huge amounts of work and energy and creative thought into making these things happen. And what I see these days is too many people trying to do things too quickly and not do the work.
No, that's absolutely true. Now imagine now you have the book, you've got everything knocked out nicely, you've got all your bullet points at the back, the design is coming up. Now, how do you get started to market this book out there?
Obviously, marketing costs money, but what we are great believers in is guerrilla marketing. So, and guerrilla marketing is very interesting because basically you're using other people's platforms, other people's money, other people's mailing list to make something happen. So let me give you a few examples. And yes, they're talking about my book and how I do it, but people need to take this on board. Whatever product you've got, you can piggyback on what other people are doing and make a huge amount of money. So one of the first things that I saw a guy advertising his own seminar, how to promote and market your own book. And I didn't know this guy from Adam. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. And I phoned him up and I said, I see you've got a day's workshop on. My name's Ron Holland. I've got a book. I said, would you like me to come along and talk as the guest speaker for either an hour or 30 minutes about my experience? I've been a published author for 32 years about my experiences about promoting and publishing books. He said, absolutely, Ron. Come along. He says, I can give you half an hour slot. We're very, very busy during the day, but I'll give you half an hour, 30 minutes, and you come along and talk about your experiences as a published author.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I went along on the day. There was a room full of people, 150 people.
Very good.
I talked my hind legs off for 30 minutes, like I am now, loads of ideas, loads of input, loads of inspiration.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I said, I've got a few books. If you want to see me after the show, at the end of the day, when all of the talking is finished, come and see me at the back of the room, and I've got a few books here. Now, I just sold out. I don't know how many books I sold, but I sold out. It was that powerful. Now, if you think that's powerful guerrilla marketing tactics, because somebody else had paid for the hotel room,
absolutely.
Somebody else had put the bums on the seats,
yeah.
All I had to do was roll up with a big, big bag of books, talk for 30 minutes, and then I sold out. Now, every time I sell books, I get consultancy clients, and out of that, I've done very, very well. So I keep doing this guerrilla marketing, and again, now I'm doing a radio show. Yes, I'm giving loads of tips and advice that I know will help people make money,
absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I can guarantee some of those books will go on my website and start buying some of those products, and who knows, some of those people might become lifelong clients of mine.
Absolutely. Now, talking about that, let's let our viewers know, what's the website where they can find this book?
Let me give you a couple of websites.
Yes,
the easiest one to remember, my main website is wealth.co.uk. Yeah, wealth, as in having lots of money.
Wow.
W-E-A-L-T-H. Yeah, wealth, and I'm on the front page of Google, under the BBC and the Financial Times and the Guardian, all of the top people, but I'm right up there with them. So wealth.co.uk, that's my main website, and you'll find the Eureka Enigma on there, multiple streams of income, loads of other products as well, cash flow magic. So that's my main website. The other one is eureka-enigma.com, and that's where you'll find the book. But if you can't think of how to spell that or have trouble finding it, go to Wealth, and Wealth will lead you back to the Eureka Enigma.
.co.uk. Now, there was also something you touched on that seminar where I was heard you speak. You talked about how to raise finance for businesses.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about it a little bit more. We still have a few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I've raised millions for my own projects and other people's projects, and I really do have a good starting point, because it is not easy to raise money for businesses. So when I take on a client, I always say to them, look, we're going to do 100% to help you in two ways. We're going to try and raise you the millions that you need, and I'll go over that in a minute, how we actually do that. But I also say to them, what we've got to bear in mind, even if we don't raise you any money at all, we're also going to show you some things that you can do to get your business up and running, even if we don't raise the money. And that is ever so powerful. And we've created many, many millionaires over the years, not necessarily by raising the money, but by showing them cost-effective marketing techniques where they click in regardless whether they raise the money or not. Andy Hunt is one of those people, and Andy's a lovely guy. He often comes to my workshops and seminars and tells people how I held his hand till he got his first million in the bank. He's a multimillionaire now. We never did raise him the $3 million that he wanted, but we showed him how to get his business up and running without any money at all. and he sells property in Bahamas, Florida, Canada, all over the world. He's the biggest in the UK now, and we just showed him cost-effective marketing techniques, and the thing just took off, and the checks flooded in. It was a real success story.
Because many times businesses don't need money, but they convince themselves that actually all they need is cash. But not realizing if they get that cash, they're going to lose that cash, because what's missing is nothing to do with the money.
Absolutely. Jeffrey, you've hit the nail on the head. And I always say to people, you're much better off using your ideas, your imagination. Try to think of cost-effective marketing. Develop your copywriting techniques. Develop your guerrilla marketing techniques.
Mm.
And when I'm working with people, and don't forget we have raised millions for people,
let's
just talk about that for a minute. Then we'll come back to more cost-effective marketing methods, because I am an expert in cost-effective marketing.
Yeah.
But let's just talk about my methodology for raising money for business. Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that experience is in places like the UK, America, and Australia, right?
Yeah.
And I know this is going out to other countries. So let's just concentrate on the way I know how to raise money in those countries.
Yeah.
And we have a very, very specific formula for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Money capital does not gravitate towards individuals. Money gravitates towards teams of people, entrepreneurial teams where you've got an idea and a product, where you've got a sales director, where you've got a marketing director, where you've got a finance director, where you've got a chairman. In other words, somebody to do all of the things in that business.
Yes.
So one of our first jobs when we take on a client is help them build up their team with executives, with non-executive directors, with a chairman, getting really heavyweight people on board.
Yeah.
The next thing that we do is really help them with their documentation. And entrepreneurs don't realize that you need different types of documentation all according to the type of finance that you're going for.
Yeah.
So if we're putting documentation for a venture capitalist, we put together a very, very tight business plan.
Mm.
If we're putting together documentation for a stockbroker, we put together a prospectus. If we put together documentation for a business angel, we would put together more kind of like marketing material.
Mm.
So in every case, it's different documentation. Now, most entrepreneurs, they don't realize that, and they just put any old documentation together and send it out to anybody.
Yeah.
And of course, they wonder why they get turned down. So we're very, very fastidious when it comes to packaging, getting that team together, getting the correct documentation together.
Mm.
So when that documentation lands on that person's desk, they go, wow, this is fantastic. And the interesting thing is, many, many times we will not send out a complete prospectus or business plan in the first instance. What we'll send is a colored 4-page brochure that has hardly any information on it at all. Just a few pictures, a few tasters, and the people go, wow, this looks interesting. I wonder if there's a business plan. So they actually come back and ask for the business plan or prospectus. And all we send them out is this little 4-color brochure as a taster. And that's powerful.
Now, how do you choose what company to work with? Let's say we have listeners on the phone here. They're thinking, okay, I need to find some help from somebody like Ron. What the criteria?
What our criteria are, we're always looking for entrepreneurs with a very, very good, sound idea that we think can really take off. Now, why I labour that point, Jeffrey, is there's so many people out there with crackerjack ideas that have either been done before or people have tried them and failed. What we're looking for is something that really could take off, not necessarily with money, but with marketing energy and the right people behind it. And we think we're pretty adept at spotting those opportunities. And obviously, we like to think, gosh, who could we bring to the party here, both as maybe a non-executive chairman or a non-executive director, and indeed, who in our database could actually fund such a project. So before we take anybody on, we need to convince ourselves that we can do justice to the project to make sure it really, really can fly. Now, many times we say to somebody, no, this isn't for us, but let me point you in the right direction, and that right direction may be pointing them to some websites. It could be pointing them to some books to read. It could be pointing them to another consultant or somebody who might be able to help them. So many, many times, although we might not take somebody on, we're still in the position to help because we're still passionate about helping entrepreneurs raise money, create success, and make things happen. But obviously, we get literally hundreds of propositions every week, which we just can't take them all on.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, where are you best, Ron?
We're based in central London, just by Holborn Underground.
Okay.
So, you know, that's right in the heart of it, everything.
Yes.
Two minutes from Holborn Underground.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we've got 5 minutes, basically.
Yep.
Let's think of some ideas. Now, people are going through some hard times right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've lost their job, they've lost their pension.
Yep.
They're unemployed. They don't know where to start.
Yep.
You know, what would be the key areas you would suggest someone to get started now? Let's just get themselves back on track.
Okay. Now, one of my big ideas, and I really have created a number of millionaires just by this one idea, and it's cost-effective marketing. And I often talk at my workshops and my seminars about the Sunday Times, which is read by about 500,000 of the top people in the UK.
Yes,
40,000
yes.
people who buy it read the business-to-business section. In there, there's some classified adverts, and that's one of the most underutilized things in the UK. And I put people in there. It normally costs about 140 quid or 200 quid a week. Not a lot of money to get a few words and your phone number in there. And if you get the wording right, you can get the phone ringing off the hook. Not just ringing off the hook, but ringing off the people with people who've actually got money to buy your products and services. And the number of people that I've put in there is nobody's business. And it's a very, very kind of a rich pool that not many people know about or use.
Now talk about it. I never advertised in the Sunday Times.
You've never advertised in the Sunday Times?
No.
No, I'm amazed. because it's a national newspaper. It goes right over the country.
Mm.
And you can advertise in there very, very cost effectively. It is fantastic. And the number of people that I put in there and they say, I can't believe this. We never advertised before. And the phone rings off the hook. I don't advertise in there anymore because it makes me too busy.
Yeah,
I used to run an ad,
yeah.
I think I told you, Venture Capital Alternative.
Yes.
And the phone just never stopped ringing. Never stopped ringing.
Now, I'm definitely going to give it a go. You look at some things. I remember years ago when I joined a network marketing company, there was a lot of advertising we used to do. And I remember Sunday Times. But now you're talking about it. It's almost 7 years. I haven't forgotten about that, actually. It's something. It's a good tip. It's a good tip. I'll definitely have it a go.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Very, very powerful. And then, of course, you see, Jeffrey, once you've developed your advertisement in there cost effectively and it's beginning to work for you, then you can take that same advert out and put it in other national newspapers, magazines and everything. But that's such a good starting point because it's so cheap and got such a big circulation.
Now, where do you get found? Where speaking engagement? Someone want to find you where you're speaking. Do they go to your website? How do they?
Yes, if they go to wealth.co.uk, they'll see the events on there. We've just done a big seminar this last weekend, which was Cashflow Magic, The Real Secrets of Multiple Streams of Income.
Yeah.
So they'll see all my workshops and seminars on there. They'll see the Eureka Enigma book, which is really a powerful book about creating million-dollar ideas and actually turning them into money, even if you've got no resources. I hammer that home because I've helped create lots of millionaires, but most of those came to me without any money. They said, well, Ron, we've got nothing. I said, well, don't worry. If you've got a good idea, I'll show you how to turn that into reality. So all of my books, the way to contact me, the workshops, everything. And the other thing is, Jeffrey, there's loads of free books on there, like loads of stuff that I give away for free. Some of my best-selling products, because I've been around for such a long time now, the older stuff, I am happy to give it away for free.
Totally.
So people can get a copy of Talk and Grow Rich, either a PDF or an MP3. They can listen to it and enjoy it. And it's been a bestseller, and they can get that for free anywhere in the world. Go on the site and get it.
I just went to your site right now. I can see you need to put your name and email address and choose a country, and you can get free information.
Absolutely. Tons of free information. The other thing is I do a blog every day that is crackerjack information about turning on the mind, turning on business, creating wealth without capital. So I've got loads of people read my blog every day, because it's only short, but it's very inspirational. And every day there's a tip there about making money and getting the mind right.
Fantastic. Ron, I think you've been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeffrey. Always a pleasure talking to you.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to send out a simple message, and people will be asking questions. And what I'll do, I'll forward those questions to you, and maybe we might need to do it again live so you can answer those questions.
No problem. That would be a great pleasure.
But you're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Pleasure's all mine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ron Holland. It's an incredible honor and opportunity to have him on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ron Holland. He's an amazing speaker. I've had him speak so many times. I request some of his details. I've known him for a long time, and I thought he's one of the best people you should be listening to. So please go to his website, wealth.co.uk, and get more information from him. There are free gifts, lots of free gifts on his website. And if you have any question, please do email me, email the show, or email me personally, jeffrey@actionwealthsystems.com, jeffrey@actionwealthsystem.com. If you can't find me, just Google me or Google the show. You'll be able to forward us that information, and I'll be able to get back to you as soon as possible. If Ron is happy to come back and answer those questions, he'll be able to. But please take advantage of him, speak to him, email him. Read his book. It's an amazing book. And I think get some ideas and get your own book out. Okay, until next time, you take care of yourself. Thanks for listening to the show, the Action Wealth Show. Create multiple streams of income in all areas of business. Take care and God bless you. Bye-bye.